name, Lord Jesus Christ, to speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Once again, I give thanks to God for making it possible for brothers and sisters to assemble here in His presence to worship Him.
再一次感谢神能够召集弟兄姐妹们来到教会来敬拜他。
We know that the Bible tells us about, God was refreshed on the seventh day.
因为圣经告诉我们，这神在第七日重新休息，重新得力。
We know that God is almighty and He doesn't need to rest.
我们了解神是全能的，他并不需要休息。
In Exodus, we are told that He was refreshed.
在出埃及记中，提到他重新得力。
Teaching us how that we can be refreshed in the Lord.
这也提醒我们如何在主里能重新得力。
So when we gather together on the Sabbath, our life can be refreshed.
因此我们在这安息日能够生命得到更新。
Because the closer we draw to God, and the greater strength shall be given to us.
因为我们与神越接近，我们就能得到更大的力量。
We hope that our brothers and sisters here can gain strength by drawing close to Him.
希望弟兄姐妹在靠近主神的时候能够重新得力。
Today I'm going to share with you a miracle performed by Jesus Christ.
今天我要与弟兄姐妹们分享主耶稣的实行的神迹。
That is, he heals a centurion's servant.
那就是他治愈了百夫长的仆人。
We know that when Christ was in this world, he preached from one place to another.
我们知道耶稣基督在这世上传道的时候，他到各个地方去。
And not only that, he also performed miracles, signs, and wonders.
在这过程中，他也施行各样的神迹奇事。
Sometimes you find that Jesus took the initiative to heal or to cast out demons.
有时候我们看主耶稣主动的去驱病赶鬼。
Sometimes the miracles was prompted by the sufferer.
有时候这样的神迹是被那些受痛苦的人开始的。
Or sometimes we find that a miracle is performed because of the people around the sufferer.
有时候我们看到这样的神迹是因为那些受痛苦人周围的人来需要的。
And they came to Jesus, to beg Jesus to heal the sufferer.
他们来接近主耶稣，来求耶稣来治愈他们。
We turn to Matthew chapter 8.
我们来看马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 13.
马太福
talk about how Jesus healed a centurion's servant.
马太福音第八章第五节到第十三节讲述的是耶稣怎么治愈百夫长的仆人。
The same account can also be found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7 from verse 1 to verse 10.
同样的故事可以在路加福音的第七章第一节到第十节。
But when we compare these two accounts, we realize that there are some variations in their records.
当我们比较这两个记述的故事的时候，我们可以看到有一些差别。
In Matthew, we are told that it was the centurion himself who went to beg Jesus to come to heal his servant.
在马太福音讲述的是百夫长亲自到耶稣面前来求治他的仆人的病。
In the Gospel of Luke, we find that we are told that the centurion actually sent a delegation of elders to go to Jesus to ask him to come to heal his servant.
在路加福音 记述的是百夫长请几个犹太人的长老去求耶稣治他的仆人。
But today we are going to base the our sermon on Matthew chapter 8.
那今天我们要根据马太福音第八章来讲述。
We are not going to discuss the differences.
我们不来注意这个区别。
But we know that these two accounts tells us about the mindset and the attitude of this centurion towards his servant.
但这两个故事讲述的差别可以显示的是百夫长他的心态。
We turn to Matthew chapter 8.
我们来看马太福音第八章。
We read verse 5.
第五节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 5.
马太福音第五
Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him.
马太福音八章五节，耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长进前来求他说。
We know that a centurion has about 100 people under him.
我们知道百夫长应该有一百个人在他的手下。
And he was a man of great authority.
他是一个有大权力的人。
You know, he can order, you know, his servant to do what he wanted to do.
他可以让他的仆人做他要做的事。
Verse 5 here tells us that he came to Jesus pleading with him, like pleading with Jesus.
这里描述这个百夫长来到耶稣面前求他说、
he pleaded on behalf of his servant.
这里讲他代他的仆人求耶稣、
and he pleaded on behalf of someone who was lower than him.
他为一个比他地位低下的人来求告耶稣。
And this person was his servant.
这个人就是他的仆人。
We look at verse 6, yeah?
我们来看第六节。
Saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.
第六节，主啊，我的仆人害瘫痪病，躺在家里甚是痛苦。
So at that point, his servant was in great suffering.
在那个时候他的仆人受了极大的痛苦。
So he went to Jesus and asked Jesus to do something about it.
因此百夫长来到耶稣面前求耶稣做什么事。
So from this little gesture of the centurion, we can see that he was a man of great humility.
因此从百夫长的这个姿态来看，我们可以看到他是一个蛮有谦卑的人。
And we also see that he actually loved, this servant of his.
我们也可以看到他必然是爱这个仆人的。
Now I want you to read verse 8. Yeah?
我们来读第八节。
Now look at his conversation with Jesus Christ.
我们看他与主耶稣之间的对话。
The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof.But only speak a word, and my servant will be healed.
第八节，百夫长回答说：“主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。”
I think we would imagine that when his servant came before him, many of them would bow before him.
我们可以
bow before the centurion.
可以想象，这个百夫长的仆人来到他面前的时候，一定是跪拜。
Here, when this centurion went to Jesus, he realized that he was not even worthy to invite Jesus to come to his house.
那是在这里，百夫长对耶稣说：“你到我的舍下，我不敢当。”
And this further confirms that he was a man of humility.
这再一次确定他百夫长是一个谦卑的人。
He saw his own unworthiness.
他看到自己的不配。
Since he went to Jesus, he must have heard about Jesus Christ.
当他来找耶稣之前，他一定听说过他的名字。
He must have heard about who Jesus really was.
他必然听说过主耶稣是什么样的人。
That's why he felt that he was not worthy to ask Jesus to come to his house.
因此他觉得主耶稣他 他不配让主耶稣来到他家里。
So before God or in the presence of God, he felt that he was like a sinner.
因此，他觉得在主面前他是一个罪人。
And this is attitude, yeah, of this centurion.
这就是这个百夫长的态度。
Now we can think about ourselves. Each time when we gather before the Lord,
我们也来想想自己每次我们到主面前的时候。
How do we look at ourselves?
我们怎么看待自己？
Do we think that we are worthy to come before God?
我们觉得自己配得来到主面前吗？
Or we just feel that we are so blessed, yeah, for the fact that we are able to come to believe in Him.
或者我们觉得是那么的受到祝福，能够来到主的面前。
Many of our brothers and sisters have this correct attitude.
很多的弟兄姐妹有这样的正确的看法。
They feel that they are not worthy even to come before the Lord.
他们觉得自己甚至不配来到主的面前。
And it is by the grace of God that, you know, they are made worthy to come before Him.
他们了解是因着主的恩，他们才能够来到主的面前。
Now I want to look at verse 8 again.
我们来看第八节再一次。
Here it says, butThe last part it says, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed.
这里下半部分说，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。
Here we can see the faith of this centurion in Jesus.
这里可以看到百夫长的信心。
He believed in the power of Jesus.
这里他相信因着主的能力。
He believed that, you know, the word that proceeded out of the mouth of Jesus is full of power.
他了解神的话是充满力量。
This is his faith in Jesus Christ.
这就是他对主耶稣的信心。
So from what we have discussed so far,
因此我们目前所讨论的。
We see his humility.
我们看到他的谦卑。
We see his love.
看到他的爱。
And we also see his faith in the word of Jesus Christ.
我们也看到他对主耶稣的信心。
Now we turn to the Gospel of Luke.
然后我们来看路加福音。
To solicit more information about this person.
我们来找对照这样的信息。
We turn to chapter 7.
我们来看路加第七章。
We look at verse 2.
来看第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
第七章第二节。
And a certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die.
第二节，有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病快要死了。
Verse 2 here tells us about his relationship with this servant who was sick.
这里也提到百夫长与这个仆人之间的关系。
Here it says that he was dear to him.
这里提到这个仆人是百夫长所宝贵的。
He, like, you know, this centurion had established a very close relationship with his servant.
这位百夫长和这个仆人之间有非常亲密的关系。
You find that if he had not lowered himself,
如果百夫长不把自己谦卑下来，
and this relationship would not have been established.
那么他们之间的关系就不会这么的亲近。
Because he is the master.
因为百夫长他是长官。
Only by lowering himself, then he can draw closer to his servants.
他只有让自己谦卑下来，才能够和这个仆人接近。
Just like, you know, Jesus Christ who came in the flesh.
就像主耶稣基督道成肉身。
We are able to know him because he has come into this world.
我们能够了解他是因为他来到这世上。
He has died for us on the cross.
而且他为我们而死。
He came all the way from heaven to care for us.
他从天国来到这里为要关心我们。
The sinners who are ready to die.
就是这些那些准备要死的罪人。
You know, spiritually speaking, without the help from Jesus, all of us will perish.
因为从灵性上看，如果没有主耶稣，我们都是要必死的罪人。
According to Philippians, Jesus lowered himself.
根据腓立比书，主耶稣谦卑他自己。
So through his humility, his love is shown.
因着他的谦卑和他的爱，向我们显示。
Here in verse 2, we can see, you know, some similarities.
在第二节我们也看到类似的。
Obviously, the centurion must have humbled himself.
我们可以看到百夫长必然要谦卑他自己。
And he also cherished his servant.
同时他也宝贵这个仆人。
That's why he went to Jesus and asked Jesus to help him.
因此他来到主耶稣面前求主耶稣来救他。
Now we can look at the comments of the elders.Concerning this centurion.
那么我们来看这个几个长老他们的说法。
We look at verse 3.
我们来看第三。
Chapter 7, verse 3.
第七章第三节。
So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant.
百夫长风闻耶稣的事，就托犹太人的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。
We read verse 4.
第四节。
And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving.
第四节，他们来到耶稣那里，就切切地求他说，你给他行这事，是他所配得的。
It's like the elders were trying to convince Jesus that, you know, the centurion deserve the help from Jesus Christ.
这里可以看到犹太人的长老来劝耶稣，这个百夫长是配得这样的帮助的。
When in Matthew chapter 8, when he went to Jesus, we are told that he felt that he was not worthy to even invite Jesus to come.
在马太福音第八章，这里百夫长自己说，他甚至不配的主耶稣到他家里去。
But in the eyes of the people, he was deserving.
可是在别人的眼里，他是配得这样的帮助。
So you find that he was a truly humble person.
所以我们可以看到他是真正的非常谦卑的。
Obviously, his humility is shown in his work and the things that he has done for others.
我们可以想象他的这样的谦卑，是旁边的人都会看得到的。
So from here we find that humility is not just of the mind.
因此我们可以看到谦卑并不仅仅在心里。
It can be acted out, and in fact it should be acted out.
它可以也应该能够行出来。
And it should be acted out in love.
他也应该要借着爱来行出来。
Now we look at verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
Verse 5, yeah.
第五节。
For he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue.
第五节，他们爱我们的，他，因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。
Here we can see the relationship between the centurion and the Jewish nation, the Jewish people.
这里我们看到百夫长和犹太的百姓的关系。
And this is like a common knowledge among the Jews that, you know, the centurion was a loving person.
因此对犹太百姓们来说，这个百夫长是一个有爱心的人。
That's why, you know, the elder says that, you know, centurion loved their nation.
因此这些犹太长老说，百夫长爱我们的百姓。
Not only that, he also has built them a synagogue.
而且他有行为就是建造会堂。
And this is the love that he has shown.
那通过建会堂显示他爱这些百姓。
Again, yeah, from Luke chapter 7.
我们在马太福音第七章。
From Luke chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。对不起，路加福音第七章。
We see his humility.
他有显示他的谦卑。
We see his love.
他显示他的爱。
Likewise, in verse 7, we see his faith in the word of Jesus Christ.
同时他也显示他对主耶稣的信心。
Even though at that point in time, the word of Jesus had yet to be spoken.
即使在那个时候，主耶稣还没有说话。
He showed great faith in Jesus and his word.
百夫长却显示对主耶稣的信心。
Now we turn back to Matthew.
我们来回到马太福音。
And look at the comments of Jesus of this person.
我们来看主耶稣的他的百姓的评论。 对不起，主耶稣对这个人的评论。
We turn back to Matthew chapter 8. Yeah.
来看第八章，马太福音第八章。
We read verse 10.
我们读第十节。
Chapter 8 verse 10.
马太福音八章十节。
When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly I said to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel."
第十节，耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从他的人说：“我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中也我也没有遇见过。”
So from the conversation between Jesus and him, Jesus came to the conclusion that this man has a great faith.
耶稣与百夫长之间的对话使耶稣得到这样的结论，就是百夫长有很大的信心。
And the conclusion is such that, you know, his faith was even greater than all the people in Israel.
主耶稣的结论是，这么大的信心就是在以色列人中也没有见过。
Meaning that such a faith cannot even be found in Israel.
他意思是说，这么大的信心在以色列中是没有的。
We all know that the nation of Israel is the chosen race of God.
我们了解以色列民是神的选民。
They have been given the oracles of God. They have been taught the law of Moses.
他们得到神的预言。
They have been taught the law of Moses.
而且他也得到神的得到的摩西的律法。得到摩西律法的教导。
They should have known God very well.
他们所应该非常了解神。
The Bible tells us that our faith comes from the hearing of the word of God, according to Romans.
根据罗马书，我们的信心是来自神的话。
You know, when we listen to the word of God, you know, our faith can be increased.
当我们听主神的话的道的时候，我们的信心就会增加。
By listening to the word of God, we come to know God better.
我们听主的道的时候，我们就会更了解神。
So as a result, our faith increases.
这个结果就会让我们的信心增加。
Now in verse 10, it seems that, you know, the faith of the nation of Israel is not comparable.To that of the centurion.
在这里提到，以色列人的信心和百夫长的信心不能相比。
So when we talk about faith, yeah.
当我们说信心的时候。
Yes, it is important to listen to the word of God.
是的，是听神的道是很重要的。
What is even more important is that we need to, you know, act out the word that we have heard.
那但是更重要的是，我们要把所听的道行出来。
Put the word of God into good use.
要把听到的道用在好的地方。
Only by practicing the word that we can say that we have faith in God.
我们只有在行神的道的时候，我们才能说我们真正的了解。
We find that this kind of faith is genuine, is real in the eyes of the Lord.
只有这样的信心才是真实的。
From verse 10, it seems that the people have known about God and His word, but they did not really have faith in Him.
在第十章所提到的人是那些听到主的道，可是却没有行出来的人。
What about us today?
那么我们现在的人呢？
We come to the church on a weekly basis. Yeah.
我们来到教每礼拜来到教会。
Sometimes we also attend, you know, services on the weekdays.
有一些人还参加了在周间的聚会。
How is our faith like?
那么我们的信心是怎样？
Is our faith great in the eyes of God?
我们的信心在神眼中看为大吗？
Like what we said before, when we talk about, you know, faith, there must be.Three components.
就像我以前提到的，信心要有三个部分。
First is humility.
第一是要谦卑。
The words of God makes us humble.
神的话让我们谦卑。
Second is love.
第二次就是爱。
By knowing the words of God, we are given the power to love.
当我们在听到神的话的时候，我们也得到了爱的力量。
And the third is our belief, our faith in the word of Jesus Christ.
第三就是我们的信，相信神的话。
So from this passage, these three components make up of a complete faith.
在这些经文当中，我们看到了一个画面，就是能够得到一个全面的信。
Find that this centurion was able to demonstrate that.
这个百夫长向我们显示了一个完整的信心。
That's why Jesus said that he had great faith.
因此
not even found in Israel.
因此主耶稣说，百夫长的这么大的信心在以色列中还没有见过。
Now I want to read verse 13 first.
那我们先来读第十三节。
Verse 13.
13.
Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you.
13节，耶稣对百夫长说，你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全。
And his servant was healed the same hour.
那时他的仆人就好了。
So his faith brought peace and joy to his servant.
因此百夫长的信心就把平安和喜乐带给他的仆人。
We find that it's like, you know, the centurion has shown us how we can bring peace and grace to others.
这里百夫长向我们显示了如何把平安和喜乐带给别人。
You find that if you want to bring someone to Christ, or if you want your family members or others to experience the grace of God,
当我们要带别人，我们的朋友或家人来到主耶稣面前，
we have to be humble.
我们必须要谦卑。
You know, sometimes when we talk to truth seekers,
有时候我和慕道朋友说话，
you know, some of them are not as educated as we are.
有些人他们教育水准不如我们。
We have to lower ourselves.
我们要放下我们的身段。
Lower our standard.
放下我们的标准。
Speak, you know, simple language to them.
要讲很简单的语言。
So that they can understand what we are talking about.
这样他们才能够了解我们讲的是什么。
This requires a lot of humility.
这里就要求有许多的谦卑。
Because we want to have like the same frequency as they have.
因此我们要 用同样的语言，同样的方式来说话。
So that they can understand us when we talk.
因此这个样子他们才能够理解我们所说的。
You know, because of their background, sometimes they ask, you know, strange questions.
有时候因为他们的背景，他们会问许多奇怪的问题。
Therefore, we must be able to accommodate, you know, them and their questions.
那么我们就要包容这些问题。
This requires love.
那么这个时候我们就需要有爱。
So when we humble ourselves,
因此我们要谦卑自己。
We are able to bring people to Christ.
谦卑自己才能够把人带到主面前。
Not only we ourselves must be humble before God, we must also be humble before man.
我们不但要在神面前谦卑自己，也要在人面前谦卑自己。
This is how we can bring people to Christ.
这就是我们如何能够把人带到主面前。
We always say that we want to reach out to non-Chinese people.
我们提到我们经常要把福音传到非中国人 的人群。
But there are so many barriers that we need to break down.
但是有许多的障碍我们需要去突破。
One is our culture.
有一个就是我们的文化。
For example, I'm not too sure about here in the UK.
我不太清楚美国，但是在英国。
In some churches, our congregation is pretty mixed.
在英国，我们的会众是非常的混杂的。
有一些教会的话，
有一些教会是比较混杂的。
That's why we teach the members not to talk about Chinese New Year.
因此我们要教导会众不要讲中国的新年春节。
Because there are other races in the church.
因为有其他的种族的人存在。
If you emphasize on Chinese culture,
如果我们太看重中国的文化
，I believe you know the non-Chinese believers can also emphasize their own culture like African culture.
那么其他种族的信徒就会重视他们的文化，比如像非洲的。文化。
So if we want, you know, the church to become united,
因此要使教会能够团结。
Then we need to humble ourselves to forego our culture.
那么我们要谦卑下来，放弃一些我们的习俗。
So that we can truly bring people to Christ.
这样我们才能真正的把这些人带到主面前。
This requires a lot of sacrifice as well.
那么这也要求我们做许多的牺牲。
And this is important.
If
we want to bring people to Jesus,
这是我们需要做的。如果是我们希望带这些人到主面前
，by breaking down different types of barriers,
就是要突破许多的障碍。
So that people, when they step into the church, they feel very comfortable.
当这些人来到教会的时候，他们会觉得很舒适。
What we need to emphasize actually is the culture that is stressed in the Bible.
在这里我们要提到的是在圣经中提到的文化。
You know, our culture should be based on the Bible.
我们在教会的文化必须要基于圣经。
Not on our traditions.
并不是来自于我们的传统。
Because tradition is a kind of barrier.
因为传统也会成为一个障碍。
So this is how that we can bring people to God.
那么这就是我们如何能够带人来到主面前。
By being humble, by being sacrificial, by having love.
那就是要谦卑，然后要有牺牲，要有爱。
The important thing is that when people come to the church, we must stress the truth of salvation accurately.
那么重要的是，当人来到教会的时候，我们要把圣经的真理作为重点来显示给他。
We must have faith in the word of Jesus.
我们要
have faith in our own own belief.
我们要对神的话，对我们所相信的要有信心。
I guess in this way, when we preach, when we reach out to people, God will move many to come to believe.
我相信这样的话，我们把这样的福音传给世人，神会。感动许多人来相信。
If we only show humility and love, but without telling them the truth,
如果我们只是显示谦卑、显示爱，却没有告诉他们真理
，we find that we cannot truly save them.
我们发现我们并不能真正的拯救他们。
They might come into the church.
他们可能会来到教会。
When they face with problem, they will leave.
但是当他们遇到问题的时候，他们就离开。
Because they have not rooted in the truth.
因为他们没有把自己扎根在真理里。
For in the first place, we have not told them accurately what the truth is.
因为一开始的时候，我们就没有把真理告诉他们。
Now I want to come back to chapter 8.
我们来看马太福音第八章。
It seems that verse 11 and verse 12 here talk about a prophecy.
在十一节和十二节里提到预言。
We read verse 11.
我们读第十一节。
And I said to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
十一节，我又告诉你们，从东从西，将来有许多人在天国与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
Biblical characters are mentioned.
这里有三个圣经的人物。
The first one is Abraham.
第一个是亚伯拉罕
，Isaac his son，
第二个是以撒
，and Jacob his grandson，
雅各是他的孙子。
We know that salvation began with Abraham。
我们了解救恩是从亚伯拉罕开始。
We turn to the book of Genesis。
我们来看创世纪。
The book of Genesis chapter 12。
十二章。
Genesis chapter 12。
创世纪十二章。
These are the words spoken by God, yeah, asking Abraham depart from his own homeland.
这里提到的是神对亚伯拉罕所说的话，让他离开他的本地本家。
We read verse 3.
我们来读第三节。
Verse 3.
第 第三节。
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And my version said, in you, mean in Abraham, all the family of the earth shall be blessed.
第三节，为你祝福的我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的我就必咒诅他，地上万族都因你得福。
The English version said, in you, mean in Abraham.
在英文的圣经当中提出，在亚伯拉罕里会地上万族会得福。
Meaning that anyone who stays outside of Abraham will not be blessed.
在这里的意思是说，如果那些在亚伯拉罕以外的人就不能得福。
I think God has set His boundary very clearly as far as His salvation plan is concerned.
在这里主耶稣把界限福音的界限分得非常清楚。
Anyone who desires to be saved, to be blessed.
那些人想得福气的。
We said to receive the blessing of Abraham.
那么就是从亚伯拉罕得福气。
Must first, be in Abraham.
那么就必须先进入亚伯拉罕。
When we look at the New Testament scriptures,
我们来看新约的圣经。
We know that we are Gentiles, we are not Jewish people.
我们了解我们都是外邦人，并不是犹太人。
How can we be in Abraham?
那么我们怎么成为进入亚伯拉罕呢？
According to the book of Galatians,
根据加拉太书，
When we are baptized into Christ and we become the descendants of Abraham.
当我们受洗的时候，我们就成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That's why correct form of baptism to be taught is essential.
因此在这里我们所被所教的正确的洗礼方式是非常重要。
Like for us who go to Africa to preach.
当我们到非洲去传道的时候，
We always emphasize on baptism.
我们总是要非常着重于洗礼。
Even when we talk to Christians, we emphasize on baptism.
当我们即使是对基督徒来说，我们也要重视这个洗礼。
Because this is the way by which we can gain entry into Abraham.
因为这是一个很重要的方式，能够使我们进入亚伯拉罕。
And you find that this is also where our church is different from others.
那么这也是我们的教会与别的教会不同的地方。
Because we have this efficacious baptism that forgives sin.
那么就是因为我们有这种能够赦罪的洗礼。
So we need to let the people know about it.
那么我们必须要让每个人都了解。
We should not be afraid of telling people.
我们不应该害怕去告诉这些。
In the church that I look after.
在我所看顾的教会。
We encourage, you know, the brothers and sisters, yeah, to talk about the doctrines of the church.
我鼓励信徒们来讲述基本的教义。
Because we believe that it is God who chose us, those who listen.
因为我相信就是神拣选那些要听从的人。
And our part is to let them know the truth.
那么我们的本分就是要让人他们了解这些信仰。
So if we proclaim the truth to them,
因此当我们宣告这些真理的时候，
God will move those whom he has chosen.
那么神就会感动那些属于他的羊，
to listen to his voice and to accept the truth.
能听他的声音，接受他的真理。
Now we come back to chapter 8.
我们来看马太福音第八章。
We look at verse 11 again.
我们来再看一次十一节。
Here it says that many will come from east and west.
这里提到从东从西将有许多人来。
If you look at the early church,
我们来看早期教会。
The church first started with the Jewish people.
那教会从使徒教会是由犹太人建立的。
At the same time, we also see that many of the Jewish people rejected Jesus Christ.
我们也同时看到许多犹太人也拒绝耶稣。
And so as a result, the gospel was given to the Gentiles.
那么结果就是福音就传给外邦人。
It's like the Jewish people, yeah, and many of them were excluded, yeah, from the community of faith.
在那个过程当中，许多犹太人被排除在福音的区域之外。
This is like a warning to the Jewish people at the time.
这个对于当时的犹太人来说是一个极大的警告。
Because verse 12 it says.
因为第十二节说
But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashings of teeth.
十二节，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
In the mind of God, God wanted to first save them.
在神的心中，神希望先救他们。
But they refused to accept the gospel.
但是那时候的犹太人拒绝接受。
So as a result, they were cast out.
因此结果就是他们被赶到外边。
When we look at verse 11 again,
我们再回来看第十一节。
Here it says, many will come from east and west.
这里提到许多从东从西而来。
We know that the gospel talks about the emergence of the true church of God, the true Jesus church.
这里我们了解福音提到教会的兴起。
Just like in Matthew chapter 24.
就像马太福音第24章。
It talks about how the lightning flashes from the east to the west.
这里提到闪电是从东到西。
And in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 8, it talks about how people would gather together from east and west.
在马太福音八章十一节提到，这里人从东从西。
And this is the directional progress of the true church from east to west.
那么这也是真教会的发展的一个轨迹，就是从东到西。
It's like saying that in the future, many from east and west will come to join the kingdom of God.
在这里提到。将来会有许多人从东边或从还有从西边来到神的真教会。
Just now we mentioned about baptism.
就像我们提到洗礼。
Because the baptism of the church is accurate, is correct.
因为这种洗礼方式是正确的。
That's why those who believe in the gospel and accept the baptism performed by the church, by the true church, through Jesus Church.
因此，那些接受真耶稣、真教会洗礼方式的人
，then they shall be part of the kingdom of God.
他们就会成为神的神国的子民。
That's why we need to have faith in our own church.
因此，我们要对自己的教会有信心。
Really, if we have faith in the church of God, God will empower the church.
当我们对教会有信心的时候，神就会照顾这个教会。
If we have doubt in the church.
当我们对教会有怀疑
，It's like we become double-minded.
那么我们就成为三心两意的人。
And James says, "Don't expect God to give us anything if we are double-minded."
那么雅各说，如果我们三心两意，就我们不要想期望得到什么。
So we need to have great faith in our own church.
因此，我们对自己的教会要有极大的信心。
We know that the Spirit is here with us.
我们了解圣灵在这里。
If you look at the teachings of Paul, if you look at the teachings of Paul,
我们如果来看保罗的教训。
Paul says there is only one body and one spirit.
这里保罗说只有一性一洗。
一个身体一个灵。
对，一个身体一个灵。
Now today the spirit is here.
今天灵在这里。
You and I form the body.
你跟我就形成这个身体。
So this spirit is here.
因此这个圣灵在这里。
If the spirit is in this one body, it's not possible for the same spirit to be found in another body which has no relation whatsoever with us.
因此我们很难想象在别的地方和我们没有关系的地方还有另外一个灵。
My spirit is in my body.
我的灵就是我的身体。
You cannot say that my spirit is in your body. That doesn't make sense.
你不能说我的灵在你的身体里，因为那个是不对的。
God has chosen the true church.
神已经拣选了真教会。
This is the work of God.
这是神的功。
He has given the Holy Spirit to us.
他已经把圣灵给我们。
And we believe that, yeah, by the presence of the Spirit,
我们, 了解在, 有神的圣灵的同在。
So in performing baptism, we shall be ushered into Abraham.
当我们来做正确洗礼的时候, 我们就进入了亚伯拉罕。
Because we first entered into Christ, and therefore we are the descendant of Abraham.
因为我们先进入了主耶稣的身体, 然后成为了, 亚伯拉罕的里面。
The descendants of Abraham.
我们就成为, 亚伯拉罕的后裔。
As long as we keep ourselves in the faith,
我们只要, 保持我们的信心,
then we shall rejoice together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
我们将来在天国必与亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 雅各一起坐席。
This is the kind of faith that we need to have.
那么这是我们要有的信心。
So when we spread the gospel,
因此当我们来传播福音的时候,
we must tell people the true gospel.
我们必须告诉他们真正的福音。
That requires great faith.
这要求我们要有很大的信心。
Great humility.
很大的谦卑。
And love as well.
也要有很大的爱。
May God bless the church here.
愿神, 保守这个教会。
We sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
144.
一起唱诗144.